which can remember the Bhupe Vinasa. But some people can remember when it's close, like from past life up to now. Mm-hmm. But from 1,000 years mm-hmm. ago, yeah, you don't.
That's pretty.
And the most important thing is about the understanding.
Right,
whether
right,
he has
right.
some good sure. understanding sure. at the time of Buddha Gosan.
Could it be possible he was at that life, in case it's true? In case it's true, and then follow that life, he became a diva for a few days in heaven and then come back to Sri Lanka.
But without understanding, this is the most important. Yeah. Because those people might have some right understanding, even not of the degree that the person can attain enlightenment or not,
mm-hmm.
but that should not be wrong.
Right.
But anyway, it doesn't bring about any understanding of the teachings.
Mm-hmm.
Just anything can happen by memory.
Mm-hmm. Could be just Sanya, not Danya at all.
Or could be just fake.
Well, even if 1% of the Buddha are really true, that's still something.
It's not worth thinking about.
Because so many things to think about, but whether it's worth or not.
But the tone when he was interviewed, at least that sound sincere when he was answering.
Yes, because he believed.
Yeah. John, is there any particular part in the Dhammajaka Pavana Sutta you like?
I don't know whether from Dhammajaka Sutta or any part, what would bring the firm foundation to understand that there is no self. This is more important than
Do you think not all words of the Buddha are equally precious?
Like anatta-lakkhana to me is...
For the Buddha to utter something is so precious.
Right, but but particularly for Anatta-lakkhana Sutta, I like
you like the Anatta-lakkhana Sutta, but in fact, everything the Buddha said was something to hear, worth hearing.
Right.
What about all dhammas are anatta, no
right.
matter where?
Right. That's what he's saying. He's saying he likes that Anatta-lakkhana Sutta because it's a good reminder about anatta.
It can be at yeah, or in any sutta.
Yes.
Yeah. Why do? Just think about only this sutta.
Because that is, it's the way it is taught makes his understanding.
What about the other
easier.
Words? Also the same. Seeing now is not permanent.
Mm-hmm.
At moment of seeing.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Mm-hmm.
We cannot remember each word of the Buddha, but there can be understanding from each word that he said. So we don't mind whether it's in this sutta or the other sutta.
One of the reasons I like the Anatta-lakkhana is in the sutta, the Buddha specifically said, Vijnana is not atta. Otherwise, I can have Vijnana this, or I can have... You know, cannot have that. So let me think his condition.
And what about anger?
Yeah, also sankhara, kanda, right?
Everything.
Yeah, but I was thinking about it. Thinking is conditioned. That's specifically stated by the Buddha.
But now there is thinking.
Yeah.
So how to know that it's not me who thinks?
How to know? Have to be satipatthana to the record.
From hearing that all dhammas are anatta or what? Or other sutta as well?
Mm.
It depends. One said that she was struck by the word seeing now is real, only that. It brings more interest for the teachings, but not just that. So, firstly, what's the word that you heard that strikes you? For her, she listened, and seeing now is not self. Seeing is real. Seeing is real. Just seeing is real.
Mm-hmm.
So it depends on what strikes,
mm-hmm.
what hits, what wakes you up. But I don't mind anyway. What about until reality appears well? It means that now it doesn't appear well. And how can we know that it does not appear well? Without hearing about the direct understanding or direct awareness, there cannot be the understanding why it appears well. It's now, it appears well. See, it brings about thinking that it must be something not just seen, or the object is seen as usual. Without panya, nothing can appear well. We think it's clear, but actually not with panya, so it does not appear as it is. That's the meaning of it does not appear well. More and more understanding from his words.
But then when you say appear, it appears to sati.
With panya. That's with, it has to be direct panya. Awareness, satipatthana. Otherwise people cannot understand, they have doubt. Now, that is it, satipatthana. They keep asking themselves whether it is satipatthana or not, because they listen and they want so much to have satipatthana arising. So, someone said that I experienced the arising and falling away of hearing. It's so clear now for the person, see, just heard the word and thought that now it arrives and falls away. See?
So what did you say, Macharya? If someone
it's
says...
It's impossible. What about the foundation?
So the foundation is that...
There's no understanding of more than just think that now its hearing is gone, sound is gone. So I have experienced such truth. See? So easy. So easy. But
so,
it's wrong.
So Macharya, you're saying that nobody... The person who says he experiences rise and fall, it doesn't bother him that it appears well or not. Actually,
that person hasn't heard about appears well, just hearing that it's not permanent.
But actually, if someone who has never experienced any Dhamma, no Dhamma has appeared well to him, he cannot experience rise and fall.
But he thought after hearing the teaching, that
he can already experience what is
fall. So it's very difficult to tell the way that it's not like that. It has to be understanding. When there's no understanding at all, how can it appear well?
Folks don't appear well to you and to us. I mean, one day it may appear well to you and not to us.
Because you see, when it appears well, it's not rose. And how fast it is. Without the understanding of the intellectual understanding, how can one know that how fast and so very tiny moment? Because from moment of seeing to other moment, one moment of seeing. So when there are many, many things together, what appears? Nothing.
So just getting, I'm just thinking the end of the Dhammacakka Sutta when he says, Chakamudapadi, you know, Kundanya Anukundanya, he's seen the eye of Dhamma. Is that sort of like, would appearing well?
Okay.
Well, eye of Dhamma would be deep.
Yeah, of course. So I'm just thinking of that moment when the Buddha was explaining, and then he said, Kundanya has seen the eye of Dhamma has arisen. Chakam Udapadi.
With our conditions to understand clearly as Vipassana Jnana, one might take it for I see
yes.
it well,
yes.
it appears well.
Yes,
see,
yes, I see. Yes, yes.
For them, well means clear.
And like, there are many people who do that, right. Say that, yeah.
So they take the teaching so very easy.
Yeah. Or they say they're so tapana, all those sort of things.
Or Vipassana Jnana, the arising and falling away. They take the word of the Buddha as so easy as that. Why is that? That's why after hearing the teachings, one can see Buddha. The one who sees the Dhamma, see the Buddha. So Buddha is not just, this is well seen.
The term
Dhamma
earlier after lunch, Vince and I were talking about, or before lunch, I'm not sure, talking about some people wanting to know whether this or that person is enlightened so that he can then listen to the Dhamma from that person.
How can they know?
They cannot know, but is it useful?
Never. Because without understanding, how can he know who's who? Without one's own understanding.
And I suggested that it does not matter who's saying.
Right.
The important thing is what is being said.
Mm-hmm.
If it's the Dhamma, it can be anyone.
Yeah, and you can know from hearing difference between this one's word and the other one's word. See?
Not everyone can tell.
The understanding
rather,
only. Yeah.
So the person who cannot tell, the person who cannot tell may not understand even if he's sitting with the Buddha.
And that's why, that's also why they are concerned about if this is the right person. If they don't really.
Because they don't understand. So
they,
and if once,
they want to understand. They want to learn.
But they will not learn if that is their approach. If that is their approach, even if they're sitting with the Buddha, they will not understand. Like the person who used to follow the Buddha everywhere he went, and the Buddha pointed out, you can only see the Dhamma, you can only see me when you see the Dhamma.
Right. But how about when we talk about some of the Buddhas by Sutta? What does that mean? Enlightened through Sutta.
Enlightened through Sutta, he's asking about what it means, different three kinds of Buddha, enlightened through with Panya, with Saddha, with Viriya.
Yeah, that is how long each different one
right.
had to develop in order to become enlightened.
So what it means, the
all
Buddha who has more Saddha.
All Buddhas experience the same equal understanding to be Sammasambuddho. It doesn't mean that this Sammasambuddho knows less than that Sammasambuddho.
No, they know all.
But it takes time to develop. When with Sutta, it takes longer time to become enlightened.
Mm-hmm.
And with the Viriya and with Panya, different.
It is the way they say through Panya, through Sutta. It's a bit confusing because it sounds like a...
Because the person who wishes to be Sammasambuddho are different. How can they take the same length to develop?
Oh, that's wish to be a Sammasambuddho.
Yeah.
I mean, like any of us here, the three of us listening to Dhamma, different levels, different understandings. Some may have more Panya, more Saddha, more Viriya.
And if you all wish to become Sammasambuddho, it takes different time. How long for the Panya, how long for the Sutta, and how long for the Viriya? Only for just one word appears well, who can get it immediately. That person has developed understanding enough, almost close to, see, or it can be different level of Vipassana Yana. You know.
Like say, Achan says something, you understand immediately. I don't understand very well, but I know that it's something worth understanding.
Otherwise, there wouldn't be Sariputta and Mokkhalana and the others foremost. Each moment is only once in samsara. So, how much different for everything in the world to be different. Or even for one person, different moments from birth to death, each life. Being conditioned all the time that make it more different. never be exactly the same. The same one. It cannot be that. But the most important thing is one's own understanding, no matter from whom. But one knows from the true words of the Buddha.
All three, Saddha, Griya, Pranya, know that it has to be one's own understanding. Not faith in the other person.
Because it can become one's own, much more understood than one who says, if your teacher has no right understanding and you heard the right word from her, you know how much understanding or whether what is wrong.
Like the teacher can be like the, what they call it, the spoon that picks up the, but does not taste it.
Without the words of the Buddha, how can I know that my teacher has wrong understanding for meditation center?
So even Acharya Murthy is saying, even if a person who has lots of understanding, the only way he can know that another person is right or wrong is through the Buddha's teachings.
Only. And now many people claim, I'm Ajahn Mep's teacher, so proud.
I am Ajahn Mep's
student.
Student.
Yeah. Never use the Buddha's words, Ajahn Mep's student.
I'm imagining during the Buddha's time, what he also must have heard from so many people. Because not everybody likes him, not everybody agrees with him.
When Sariputta, Upatissa and Kolita, who would be the Sariputta and Moggallana, when they didn't hear the teachings of the Buddha yet, see, Sancha, the teacher, taught them, and he followed Sancha's word until he heard Asachi. He knew suddenly what's right and what's wrong. And what about the others' people? They followed the same teaching on and on. But for these two, they left the teacher. Tried to have a teacher.
It's said every Buddha is enlightened at the same place.
In this kappa.
Oh, in this kappa.
Only.
Only in this kappa. Oh, okay.
Five Buddhas in this kappa.
So when we talk about every Buddha must be enlightened in some Buddha way, it means only in this kappa?
Yes.
Not all.
Because when this kappa is destroyed, where else?
Mm-hmm. But wouldn't some Buddha way also mean
the whole world?
The right?
This world.
This kind of world, but maybe it's another.
But as it's obscene, so you just talk about that which is seen. Like the other three.
Achar, is it any helpful to think about what happened to Buddhism from the time of the Buddha to now?
We live very shortly. We live in this world so short. And then we forget what we thought about after we left this world. About things, yeah, things that Sukhin or other people might think again and again. Even that can be the idea for the next time. Once I have thought, see, that is gone. Just thinking like other things, like thinking about anything.
Like this story of this boy who was chanting. Even if he was born during Buddha Bosa's time, why tell others? What do you use? I mean, why talk about such things? How does it help anyone? So I'm thinking when people think about, say for example, in India, where the Buddhists there who follow Buddhism are from the lower caste, and they talk about how the Indian government suppressed them. It's no use, is it? There's no point to because that's like defeating the purpose of the Dharma. Life is short, as you say.
That's why it is Derachana Katha.
It's Derachana Katha. That talks that are not useful for anyone. Even if we talk about science, what's the use, right? If you talk about science to somebody, what use can you do?
Like talk about politics in Thailand today.
Yeah, politics and
that's it.
Thinking about just be born and have such of the whole life and then gone completely, what's the use? From life to life. Condition more habits.
Frivolous talk, what's the Pali word?
It's called
Sampapalapa.
Sampapalapa can be a kusla kramapatha.
But we have to know whether it is Sampapalapa or not.
Mm-hmm. So can you give an example of
For example, Buddha also asks about the visitor's health.
Health, yes.
Is that Sampapalapa? No.
That was with Nekha.
Concerning about the others.
Mm-hmm.
So when Chitta is kusla for those who are not arahata, it cannot be Sampapalapa.
Yes, same. So when it's Sampapalapa, that is a Kamapada. Can you give an example?
Is there intention to hurt the other by Sampapalapa?
Only
hurt other people. Your intention.
Otherwise, it's one's own accumulation. But when you have the idea to hurt by such way, even writing poems or poetry, it can be with ill intention.
I was thinking one time, even when you just talk something that is completely useless and
does it hurt?
It does not hurt.
So it's not
so
coming
from
no intention to hurt you or to harm.
It's difficult to find examples like that because when you think about the other types of speech, like lying, that's pretty straightforward. Then parusa vacha, or cruel or unkind talk to somebody's face. And then also pisuna vacha, which is speaking behind their back. It's sort of difficult to find something that's not those three, that's kamapatha. It's not easy.
It's not easy.
No.
I mean,
but it's probably an example.
When you hurt others, it's not, and it's not pisuni vacha. For example, you trick someone into doing something through reasoning that if he goes there and does that, it's good for him. And then actually, when he goes there, and he gets robbed or something like that.
Yes. Yeah. It's usually some. You could say it's sort of some speech that it's not the other three, but it's not easy to find. But there's probably something there somewhere.
But frivolous. It usually means just without any direction.
Palapa is literally corn, like the wheat, we say the wheat and the chaff, you know, when they're sifting into the wind, you get the wheat, that goes to the bottom and the chaff flows away. Mm-hmm. So it's literally chaff talk that's not helpful for anybody, it just goes away, it's not helpful. So the real talk is the wheat or the rice, not the husk.
So even if a dog, a is useless talk without intention to hurt someone, but it turns out to be hurting someone. It's not kamapatha.
What is the intention?
The intention is just to...
So all depends on intention. To hurt or to harm.
It's interesting though that there are only two factors, whereas the other ones require at least three or four. With sampapalatha, it's just the utterance of that talk and then the belief by the other person. Where the other ones have got three or four factors, you know, like with lying, there is the lie, there is the utterance, there's the intention to deceive, the other person believes, oh, there's another factor in there too, so there's the utterance. Anyway, there are different, whereas with just sampapalatha.
So maybe it does not have to be conditioning in the other person any kind of action that will hurt him there and then. It can be in the future also. Somebody slowly influence somebody else to do things, and then in the end, because of his influence, he does something that hurts himself.
And what is the real cause?
Craving.
Avicca.
Avicca.
Of that person. That own avicca.
So you're saying that, Jan, not unlike when there's stealing, it's because of greed, and killing because of hatred.
Stealing could be both, actually.
Stealing.
You want to hurt someone, you feel something, pressure to that person. It could be also possible. The stuff, the object you steal is not necessary what you want. What you want is to make that person feel hurt.
But it's hurting.
Is it dosa?
Stealing can be motivated by dosa.
You harm the owner.
Huh?
You harm the owner.
And so you steal to harm the owner.
Like, you don't care about something. And you don't want to take it, you don't care.
Isn't stealing for oneself?
Would you like anyone to steal your possession?
No.
So you harm the person when it's stolen.
Yeah, but intention is...
To harm.
To harm?
Otherwise, whom do you steal? From whom?
Like, I don't need the earphone. I don't care about the person. But you love it so much, I take it away. To be intentional, make it feel hurt.
I wouldn't call that stealing. That's finding a way to hurt me.
Taking the other's possession.
I take your property.
It's stealing.
It's stealing.
Not giving. Not giving. Even at all.
Okay, anyway, so you're saying that stealing, killing is about attachment, aversion, whereas sampapalapa is about ignorance?
What make it a condition such words?
Attachment?
That's,
or just ignorance?
Is it harmful?
Regardless, if it is sampapalapa.
So if no one pay attention, see, no kamapatha, or if anyone pay attention, it's one's own akusala, avicca.
It's avicca.
Because we have no intention to for anyone to do that.
It's just like a madman talking.
For example, when one is singing, see, uh-huh. Useful words or useless words.
But it must be attachment also, though.
It depends. Very good. So it depends on kusala or akusala.
Okay. Yeah, that is enough.
Usually we would like to be the judge.
I'm sorry, usually
we like to be the judge, we want to measure, we want to know
the... One is gone completely. So it's your own thought about this and that. Frivolous. Sampapalapa.
I want to be a judge. Cannot be conditioned by mana.
It go on and on and on. Whether it says or whether it says, keep on thinking.
Okay.
And try to judge all the time. For example, next question. to that. Next question, to that. As long as there is the idea of I, it's the object for clinging. Just to cling, cling, cling. To the subject, to the story, to the words, situation, keep on. Everything is so real and always permanent and actual. Nothing is there anymore. Only moments of citta, cittasika, and rupa arising by conditions. So what is the worst of all dhammas?
I.
Wrong understanding. And avijja, see, because of avijja. But no one thinks about the danger of avijja. As long as you say, there must be sansarvata. So the most valuable, precious is right understanding, wise enough to all kinds of reality as not so. Just
do
very temporarily.
Acharya, do we talk about different levels of ignorance? We say, we are just talking about which is the worst. I said, I wrong understanding, and you said, avichara.
More than that, deeper than that.
Deeper than that. But is avichara that arises with wrong understanding worse than avichara which
certainly,
arises
with other avichara? Certainly, because the other ingredients make sense.
The worst is the first lopa mona citta of the eight. That's the first one.
With avijja.
Yeah, with wrong view and with pleasant feeling, asankharika. That's the worst episode. Ajahn, can we say with the increase of right view and dhanya, and that first moha mona citta, lopa mona citta, has less chance to arise?
Judging,
okay. Because we have a weak and...
But by the way, you say lopa mona citta with wrong view and also with pleasant feeling, see, how much strong is that?
Right, and even that has the asankharika and sasankharika, right? So, for dhanya increase, the prompted become less.
Thank you.
Unprompted.
No need to try to find out the scale and the ingredient. The self is so very tricky. Always traps around. It's useful to think about that, and when it's resolved, you try so hard again and again to have it solved.
But it's so much accumulated in Ajahn. Even after hearing you, it's still there.
That's why if there is no panya, nothing can be done.
I'm checking the battery because I'm not sure.
Even that can be known by panya.
Yeah.
See? So develop panya and don't mind with the worst state. It eliminates more or less so on. It doesn't matter at all. And who can answer all questions? See, there must be doubt for everything, everywhere. Is there enough time to think about in order to have the answer? Is it useless or useful? While the object arises and falls away, and the reality, citta and cetasika, keeps on falling away, arising and falling away, unknowingly all the time, added more doubt.
Ajahn, I still go around with this idea, although I think anyone at any time, in any position, can understand the Dhamma, I still, at the back of my mind, I still think that sometimes we have to avoid certain situations. Like if we are in the police and the police is so corrupted, then it's not a good place to work. What do you think?
I think that it depends on, no matter where, we can be good person.
But we know our own limits.
It doesn't matter at all, as long as we are, as we are. Nothing can harm at all.
That's right.
And we have intention to have everyone be better.
Sometimes we have doubt and we think like this because actually we have other we have our own attachments, other ideas. We're not sincere enough.
That if there is only one person, people just crash the crash of that person. No matter
in
what
situation. That does not matter. The matter is that if you are in the police, for example, I am in the police, and other people are bad, your duty, you just do your duty.
Yes. As long as we have authority to do it.
Sometimes the whole department, when they take the money, everyone should share. If you don't take,
they don't like you. So what?
It is matter.
It doesn't matter. That's what I said.
To be example.
It's very hard. That's what I'm trying to say. It's very hard, but it's not.
Nothing
if you have, you're firm enough, you, it won't deter you.
Nothing can change you from the right side. Because we think of the cause, the fundamental cause, rather than the present situation. Because what about that? The cause is that, so it conditioned the result. Not to be among those people anymore, something like that.
We have to remember this also, Ajahn. I remember in one of your talks, somebody was saying, I try to be good, but when other people don't are not good back, it's hard to continue to be good. And you say you forget that about your own bad deeds in the past. If someone is not good to you, it's because of your own bad deeds in the past. So you have to accept that.
For example, today's people think that don't mind the monks, don't talk about rules or Vinaya at all. How come? How can the person think like that? Because what is right and what is the best thing to do is let the others have right understanding and strong to be firm on the teaching, on the words of the Buddha.
And if someone says bad to you, you have to accept
it. It's all right. I don't mind at all. Yeah. Because I'm not like that. And if I get angry, that person would be happy. So no time, no condition for the person to be happy because I do not have anger towards them. Only metta about next line, see what would be for them. It can be tomorrow.
I'm sure there are people who think we are like villains. Talking bad about monks. People think like that. We are very evil. You know, talking bad about monks. Like when we were kids, we probably thought similarly. If somebody talked bad about a good person, a monk, you say, oh, how dare you? You know, something. So I'm sure there are people who think like that. In the same way that when we were young, we didn't understand anything. They don't understand what can be done.
Because people don't know at all what monks are. Just the little. What about yesterday, just before being ordained? Maybe wrong commitment. Killing, stealing, we don't know. Just want to be monk. Not understanding the words of the Buddha at all.
I think this is going to continue for so many lifetimes. And this is the lifetime when we hear the Dhamma. Imagine when we don't hear the Dhamma, it's so bad.
Just live with Akusana.
like animals who were born in tiger or lion, you just kill them, don't even think anything about them.
And the truth is in every moment in life. Even right now, the truth.
Acharya, what you said just now, everything
is true.
Is true.
Because
there is a Dhamma.
Yeah, because there are all Dhammas. But we take it wrongly as permanent being.
The ahara could be conditioned by udu, like a fruit.
So what?
And so udu is also conditioned by udu.
So what?
All the kusla or kusla, let's talk about the kusla, like anger. It starts from little and grows. When we are angry at a person, actually it has arisen long time ago. When we slight sound, and when we think about the sound, we think about the words, even if the person has not said anything bad, the anger is already there, and then that word sounds bad.
Before knowing that nothing is there. From nothing, see, there's something and then nothing, exactly the same like before. So what's the use of just having it conditioned to arise and then gone?
And it's like it's ready to arise all the time.
Mm-hmm.
The mana especially, yeah. All the time, me, I.
And if we haven't heard the teachings of the Buddha, how can we understand everything as nasa, as it is? Who knows that now there is mana? See? Who knows that there is avijja? No idea about it. I do not understand the truth of whatever appears at all. Ready to take it as something wrong. People and things so dear to us, see? Well, what about years and years ago realities? Where were they? Never be after they had fallen away. No return at all. Just live blindly from life to life with more and more accuracy. So this life's time, the best opportunity to understand the true words of the Buddha, the enlightenment.
But even now, it's just the beginning.
Yes, but since it has begun, it can grow, no matter how slow it is. That is the end of the day, not to be regretted. No time for to be regretful. It's gone. Useless.
Actually, Pandya works its way.
And that is the most difficult thing. Because all depends on Pandya. And that is Pandya which knows. Even just a little bit of this or that is Pandya. Otherwise, it cannot know the way, the truth, the development, the conditions. Or in 45 years of Buddha to teach.
And how many years you've been teaching at that?
I was thinking more than 45.
Yeah, more than 60, I think.
More than 60.
Or around that.
The first place you taught was in a prison.
About reality.
Oh, okay.
We're all in a kind of a prison anyway.
Yeah.
We are prisoners.
Pick one. Which one?
Prisoners of ignorance.
Yeah, no.
But those prisoners those other prisoners, they cannot come here.
No,
we can come. But of course, in the end, there is no religious conditions. So, in fact, how much better someone who is a prisoner but has right understanding than someone who is outside and no understanding?
Different quality of each reality from time to time.
In this Jansiriya, that's
by conditions.
That's going to be us in other lifetimes. We don't hear the Dhamma. And when we're, because of our accumulations, we'll do foolish things. So, no, I will. I say I will, I mean that because of my misunderstanding, it's easy to happen. So it's good to take opportunities while we can, Ajay. It's just how it is, I guess.
Always once upon a time.
Yeah.
Next time we didn't have no idea what would be.
Where would be.
So actually, we don't know other people.
No, other people.
There's no other people. But I'm now going to talk about other people. I'm going to say that sometimes we think about other people having good accumulations. They listen to Dhamma very often and they don't. Are not interested in other things. They come to hear Dhamma as many times as they have the chance to. They work on the internet and all that. But it's not necessarily a sign of understanding. They can be attached to person. Isn't it, Pacha?
Who knows?
On the other hand, someone who does not listen often, because he has some understanding in daily life, little bit, and he, when no opportunity to come, he comes, and not so often, he may have understanding, that person. Because when it's not time, it's not time.
No, any reality appear. So many moments, and when it appears by conditions, few moments, that it's one. It takes courage.
Yes,
patience.
It takes courage. It takes patience. Yes. You hear that reality? We don't understand. Have that understanding. It does not. That reality does not appear well. So if it does not appear well, that you still don't mind, you listen to Dhamma, that's courage.
That is panya, see. Even it's little, it can grow as a test so that it develops that way. Not I who care about to have panya, to have reality appear well.
For the para means nikama, renounce, right? But also, it's the function of the panya to detach.
All panya depends on panya.
Right. But why?
Without panya, that cannot be parami.
Right. But I mean, particularly for nikama, why it's. Because that's already part of the panya.
But nikama is usually referred to detachment from sense objects, right?
All kusala are nikama.
Okay.
In the Tipitaka, deep down there,
akusi. But Vincent is now talking about nikama as the barami, one of the baramis. What is that?
No, I mean, when we talk about panya being one of the baramis, doesn't that already cover the nikama?
Because he's saying that panya, sometimes we refer to panya performing the function of detaching. So what is nikama then?
When there is detachment, it's me. is that Bharami?
No.
But then it has some taint of just giving or anything without expectation, mm-hmm. without clinging to I am doing, I will get a result and so on. It's a taint of Panya, Nekama, away from clinging, away from not understanding.
So that is why we say sometimes that when Panya arises, it's not just one Bharami, two Bharami, sometimes three Bharami, four Bharami is being
together. Like Panya, see that it takes quite a long, long time to have a moment of understanding different levels, just a little more.
And when there's Nekama, that doesn't mean there's Panya. It could be just accumulation of habit of dana.
Yeah, because we can say that can akusla be Nekama? See, can kusla be?
Yeah.
Depending on the ingredient, the levels mm-hmm. of Nekama. That is thinking with the idea of some unknown.
So that's why it's always Panya, because so often we think about Kusala and think and think and think and think, wondering about this type of Kusala, is this made Bharami or not Bharami? But in the end, it's just, is that Panya or not?
Aye.
It's I.
So any word which conditions the detachment from clinging, that is because of Panya. Mm-hmm. But when there is the wanting to know this or try to understand this or make judgment, it's not Panya. It's I. No matter what, it's not I. Even thinking about that. So how long Panya would work in order to have detachment from even the idea of I'm thinking about this or that, not understand the nature which is not self at that moment. See? Because one thinks, oh, I think about that, I'd like to understand. If I understand that, it would be better. Even so, what is the nature of that reality? I is there.
So, even if we are thinking in terms of situations, like if this situation is what is this, it's actually I who is thinking.
Because you see that without the firm foundation of no I, from hearing, considering, listening with understanding, that's not I. The lopa is lopa. The details of each condition, the understanding of no me, not me, is the right way to study. But when I know, I understand from thinking, considering, judging, that is useless. Mm-hmm. Because the lopa is there, the avichara as I is there. And how can that I be eliminated? It depends on the panya which is there as conditions. Unknowingly, even right now, how many understanding, how much understanding of this and that, it does not appear as understanding. It appears like thinking wisely or understanding what is useless and what is useful. See, the way it is. It's not covered by thought about wanting to understand exactly what is it, that particular word or thing, see. And when Panya is strong enough, it's there. Understanding the characteristic which is not self. This is the proof of Panya, the right way to develop understanding, to understand as that which underlying everything, not me. To know that no matter how strong or how weak that reality is or appears, not me. It's just that characteristic which can be known or can be seen at time without I trying to have it. So the point is to understand the characteristic now as it is, as not self. That's why the Buddha pointed so much about the details of each, just to understand that that is the characteristic of such reality, not self. The word not self should be kept in mind very deeply to understand Vinaya and Suttanta and Abhidhamma. Not like I would like to understand, to know more clearly about this and that, whether I can judge whatever happens, whether it is this kind of reality or that kind of reality.
Ajahn, I'm thinking that it's this I in a Dhamma discussion is like closing ears and coming to discuss with your ears closed. Just we want to keep talking, but you're not listening, not understanding anything what's going on in the discussion.
Even after hearing a few words, the understand can be that it's not I. See? But we think that we need more for the I, but not thinking about can it understand that characteristic as not self. Instead, how much level, what level, how it connects with the other, and so on.
And actually, Dhamma discussion is about Dhamma, not about people, not about things, not about situations. Dhamma is Dhamma, about Dhamma.
But sometimes I ask questions because people ask me questions.
No, that is the point, just wanting to answer the other's question. Even the Vityakon, the one who talk on
the
foundation, they just want the answer to answer the questions. That's not it. That's what I want to. But what about thinking? What's the use and what's the way to understand exactly? Because no matter we talk about what is now, that is not the understanding of that as not self. We just talk about that which is there, but not understand the nature of that which appears. Just talk about what we think about, but not the characteristic, even right now, of that which is seen as it's seen. No one, only that. That which impinges on the eye base, only that, and gone completely. This week, more and more conditions to let go the wrong understanding, not to have more understanding of what it is, so that I can be such and such.
You know, Ajahn, that's why I told Akhil yesterday that when I go there to India, I'm not going there to teach you anything, we're going to help each other, because I know that I'm not like you. The I will come up a lot. So I have to keep that in mind and let him know beforehand that my understanding is very weak, very low.
That's why it has to be one's own experience. Otherwise, what does it mean? Appear well, try to think and hit it. It's there, not knowing how it appears well. See? But the difference between seeing without understanding, can that object be well? See? So the answer is right understanding.
I hear your reminders a lot, and so that I don't go and mess things up there. But even then, we listen and then we remember, and then again we're back to old habits, because the understanding is very weak.
So how hard to help people to have the right thinking of what is the words of the Buddha pointed to now, to know how much ignorance, not knowing what Buddha said as it is, like visible object. You don't have to use this word at all, but it's there. Develop the understanding of only reality which can appear to the eye, to see. Nothing is in darkness, but that is not the realization of the truth yet.
doesn't matter. We, so long as we have good intentions and try our best.
Mm-hmm. You see the value, the worth of understanding. There are three levels. Without the first level, intellectual understanding, there is no condition for higher banya, deeper banya. Because one has heard a lot about visible object and now it's appearing. But without hearing more and consider more about the truth, that cannot be the moment of direct awareness to appear well. And well, in the beginning it's not as well as when it appears as it is. So well, how much different? For example, touching, hardness appear all day. But without the teachings of the Buddha about that which has the characteristic, which has arisen by conditions, no idea about it's gone. So what about the kalapas? Just know that the one tiny unit of reality cannot appear according to vitijita. See? And then there is less attachment to things and the details because of the understanding that it just appears. Even such little understanding about it just appears can get through the mind more and more confident. So it conditioned the moment of direct awareness. So one knows what condition the direct awareness. It has to be the intellectual understanding so well to see what's the path. Not the self trying to be well versed in the teachings, but to understand and condition detachments. And what about whatever appears in a day as not self? To be able to have less and less attachment, and then panya can absolutely eradicate the idea of self. Never at all, whatever in a day appearing. See? No doubt about how it arises and is gone, so common in a day, before the that level of vipassana jnana can arise. It has to be conditions.
I think this idea of appearing well is very useful.
See, just one word with understanding. More and more. Otherwise, see, just we read and pass without paying attention to what is the truth, which is more true and true and true. And without understanding, how can one understand the difference appearance of this moment, or the moment of the direct awareness, and the moment it penetrates to the truth?
I was just thinking, appearing well is never stopped. Appearing well to Satipatha, appearing well to Vipassana, appearing well
and
more
and more. And that is the different degrees or level of panna for different ones. Like Sariputta, the appearance of vitakka, arising and following upada, didi and bhaga, couldn't imagine that it has to be such great understanding that can eradicate the idea of self with avicca of that level. So the opposite of avicca is vicca. And as avicca is conditioned for all akusala, vicca is conditioned for all kinds of akusala. Little by little, the development of panya. First, to be able to understand the truth of whatever appears in life.
It's exactly the same way. Mm-hmm. As avicca is the condition for all kinds of akusala, vicca is conditions for all kinds of
things. That's why we listen to the teachings, to have understanding, to arise by conditions, by understanding only. Not by our own thought or judgment or whatever. and that is attachment in different forms.
Attachment never leaves you.
Yeah, but it's better to know.
I'm saying attachment never leaves you. It's always there around the corner. Jen said.
Okay. So you said attachment's not lazy.
it's so diligent. So active.
Attach sometimes says attachment is very smart. But Haji, when he first heard that, he said, how can you call attachment smart? It's stupid. But you mean something else, that it has many ways and then follows.
Yeah. Sometimes it's called the cheating dhamma. Even when it's studying the teachings, it's there. It leads one to another goal or what should be. That's why even the samatha bhavana, even up to the degree of arupa jhana, is the mitcha patipatha.
What did you say? Even up until arupa jhana, so beyond.
One thing is that it's a great kusala to reach that stage.
Except the past.
To not being attached to any rupa at all.
Oh, rupa, thank you.
But what do you say? It is mitcha, but isn't it mitcha only when a kusala arrives to take it for right path?
Not the right path to be freed from samsara. That's why it
is not the right path, but it's the path to something else.
Yes, but it's not to this.
It's not to this.
Because I think that those who develop jhana would like to be freed from attachment to sensuous objects. That's why they develop rupa jhana.
But it's also misleading because it's only temporarily free. Even if you're born in a...
So they cannot know the way they pass until the Buddha became enlightened.
I think in that sense it's mitcha.
Mitcha, patipatha. So the teachings and the words of Buddha, the most valuable thing is it conditions detachment from the very beginning to know the point of listening, just to have less attachment to the idea of self. Less ignorance, less and less being blind, not understand whatever appears from birth to death.
But the detachment is only momentary. Again, attachment comes in. Again, attachment comes in. But once you reach Sotapanna, can we say there is detachment from the idea of self permanently?
Why not? Otherwise, it cannot be Sotapanna. Mm-hmm. So think about the past. It has to be now. No doubt about whatever appears as, whether it's self or me or not me, see? That's why it has to be three priya after the vipassana yana, stage by stage. Because it has to apply by development of understanding from the moment of experiencing the truth. Because it's not vipassana all day, impossible. That moment can be as vipassana.
Vipassana.
No more. Because it doesn't always arise as you like, or as you think it should be all day. Impossible. Just once it's so clear enough that it's not forgotten. That's fine. Without forgetting, which is uncontrollable, whether there are moments of forgetting, like usual. But the experience of vipassana yana can condition moment of arising and have the idea as it has experienced, but not exactly moment, and that is priya to whatever object in daily life, having more and more stable and firm about all adamas before there can be higher states that can lead to more detachment in order to become completely eradicated.